This is Abbott Stringham & Lynch, the Founders Pit Crew. I'm Mark Sheffield, a member of our Emerging Business Group, and I'm here today with Lainey Denslow, Principal of Worldwise Intercultural Training and Resources. Lainey, welcome to the Founders Pit Crew.
Thanks, Mark. It's a pleasure to be here.
Lainey, you just presented on the topic, Understanding Cultural Differences, How to Conduct Business When People Have Diverse Traditions, for our Emerging Business Group's Best Practices Seminar. It was well received. People really enjoyed what you had to say. Thank you so much. Based on that presentation, what are the one or two thoughts that you would like to leave founders with?
I think the main thought I'd like people to leave with is the idea that people have different traditions and different cultures. And with that means they have different approaches to doing business, to understanding how they organize their time and connect with people. And if people can hold the thought that there's a reason for behaviors that may be surprising, puzzling, even annoying, that they can start to build an understanding of each other and avoid thinking that they've maybe been insulted when no one intends to insult them. There's just a cultural difference going on.
That's great. I like the way you phrase that. To not assume that they are offending you, but to... How did you say that again?
I'm not sure I can say it exactly the same way again, but sometimes when we encounter a cultural difference, let's say we think being on time means precisely at the moment of the appointment being set, you must begin. And in other cultures, there might be some flexibility and a meeting might not start for another 15 or 20 minutes after the appointed time. It's easy to get mad and think you've been disrespected. But if you understand a little bit that it might be a cultural approach to time, then you can be patient, wait to see what will happen, and let the meeting evolve in a positive way. It's understanding that there are variations in how people approach doing business.
Oh, that's wonderful. It makes so much sense. Okay, thank you so much. That's great advice for founders. Thank you for being here to share that with us today. This has been another Pit Stop for Your Emerging Business, brought to you by Abbott Stringham & Lynch, the Founders Pit Crew.